What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Woke and Broke Podcast. How is everybody doing?
Hey.
Doing good, doing great. Hey.
Yes, doing great.
I feel like it's been such a long week, though. Like, it's been forever.
Like, it really has. Like, I don't know. I'm mad tired today. I had to, like, pull myself to come to the mic and everything. but a bitch is here, though. A bitch is here.
I was getting ready to say, bro, tire is an understatement.
Listen. Boy, I tell you. I'm
exhausted. Ugh, child.
Well, how was the week for y'all?
It was good. I mean, it had its ups and downs, like, you know, but I went to my first therapy session, so that was
good. Yay.
And I really, like her. Thank you. And so that was really good, and I'm really just looking forward to, like, just the process and getting the tools that I need to just be my best self, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And to just keep out all the bullshit, you know?
Yes.
Like, I really, really look forward to that. And then just getting back to work and my students, we got a lot going on with my school district and them, like, kind of redoing everything for next year. And so they're combining schools, they're closing schools. I think 15 schools in the district will be closed.
Mm-hmm.
Or repurposed. So they're making a lot of the elementary schools pre-K through 4th and making more middle schools, so 5th through 8th, and then your high schools. And so they're being more particular about where certain students go from which schools, because I think it's been like an overcrowding situation in a lot of different schools, and you have some schools that are huge with no students there. You know what I mean? And so they're just trying to, you know, change some things up. And I think a lot of people are nervous about the change, but I think it'll be really good for our district once it comes together, you know. Mm-hmm. I think anything new that you do, it's going to be some bumps at the beginning, but I think it's going to be worth it. 'Cause at this point, we need a fucking change. So I'm just glad that it's coming now sooner than later, you know what I mean? And so I think if we don't do it now, it won't happen. So dealing with that, that's been like the big talk. And then my baby's coming, so trying to mentally and physically prepare for that is just like a lot. It's a whole lot, but you know, by the grace of God, we gonna make it through.
Ain't that it? You doing it, girl.
Doing it and doing it and doing it. Wow. Yes. Doing it and doing it and doing it. Wow. How was y'all's week, though?
Oh, shoot. My week was cool. It's been a lot, you know, just getting acclimated to the new job and everything. With my training process, I haven't had very much time to sit down and like watch my training videos and read my training material. I just kind of been in it. So I've been learning through trial and error and everything, you know. So that has been a little bit of a struggle, you know, and getting used to being on that level from management. Like, it's a difference, and you don't really realize the difference that it is between management and then, you know, being a director until you really in it, you know. So because now everyone is coming to you for the problems, you know, and everything. So it's like you're having to learn all the processes at the same time that people are coming to you to ask questions and ask for help and, you know, asking for changes and things like that. Plus I'm on call for like emergencies right now, 'cause my director is out of town. So I've been like, okay, y'all, I don't know everything yet, but let's get on that. We'll get on that on Monday. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
But I mean, it's been a process, just learning everything and, you know, finding my footing in this particular position. And I've really been enjoying it a lot, but it's helping me to identify the areas that I need to work on in order to rise to the occasion, which is really making me excited, you know, and I want to be my best as always in everything that I do. So, you know, I'm just finding my footing and then getting to the place to where I don't get beat up on myself for not knowing the stuff yet. Like, you know what I mean? And just allowing myself to go through the process and train and learn and do the best that I can in the moment until I have it all down packed. So that's kind of where I am right now. And that's how my week has been. Plus, school has been a thing too. So I've been studying on top of that. You know what I mean? So working my ass off so I can get this thing down. Like, you know.
I feel you.
Other than that, everything else is cool. You know.
What about you, Michael?
My work week has been, it's just been busy, y'all. That's just the reality of the situation. I am preparing for after this week, so on February the 6th, which is kind of sort. So we have a Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration program that we're doing, which is kind of like it is the kickoff to Black History Month at our institution. So just getting all of those pieces together, meetings, scheduling things to make sure that the program is executed flawlessly. So just some things like just stuff like buttons, getting things, all those other types of things, me, you know, writing my closing remarks, all that type of stuff. So I've been trying to, you know, make sure we get those things together. You know, this is the second annual one that we're doing, so it's a yearly program, and I mean, we prepared in enough time. It's just the little things that we're just taking care of at this point, because everything else major, like the keynote speaker, the performances, the program lineup, all that stuff has been taken care of months ago. But these are the things that, because sometimes, you know, you have last minute changes and stuff, but then you take care of that.
Right.
It's just been busy with that. And then also, this week made the second week of me working out in the gym.
Yes.
Come through, gym.
And next week is, this week coming up, is starting the beginning of the third week of working out consistently. So I do 4 days out of the week. And so it's just been amazing, you know, how tired I've been. But I mean, all for the greater good, right? All for the greater
good.
So I'm really, really hoping to, you know, keep this going, which I know I will. It's just a matter. I'm so excited that this time, you know, I'm doing it for me and, you know, improving my health, like drinking a lot of water, staying moisturized, all that good stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's been just a good week of prioritizing responsibilities, looking ahead for the future, and identifying the things that I need to continue to work on to get to the places that I want to go. So just prioritizing, organizing, and getting stuff, knocking stuff off of my to-do list, both professionally and personally. So,
Shout out, bro. I'm proud of you.
All the way. You hear me?
I'm proud of both of y'all. Y'all doing things.
You too, friend.
Yeah, you doing big things.
It's the director. Shoot.
Y'all.
I'm just trying to get on your level.
I'm trying to become assistant director now. Listen, I'm trying to.
Hey, you got it. Just speak
this
it.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, speak it and believe it, and it's going to happen for sure.
It's going to happen. Yes.
Okay, but yes, let's move right over to our shout out segment, Black, Brilliant, and Beautiful. This week, I wanted to shout out Naomi Osaka for winning the Australian Open. This is her second major title that she's won since including the 2018 US Open. And then she becomes the sixth woman in the Open era to win her first two major titles consecutively, which is amazing. Oh, wow. Yes. Yay. And so we're proud of her. For doing her black best.
Yes.
And then also my friend Leah Tomlin. I wanted to shout her out as well for creating her IG page for her business, Elevated Financial Services. She's a new entrepreneur, and she's taking that leap of faith just from corporate America to focus on her business full time. So she'll be doing that next month. So yes, shout out to her. And we're going to put her information in the show notes. So in case y'all need tax help, tax services, definitely hit my friend up because she is a beast. So shout out to Leah. And then also, I wanted to shout out Darian Hall, who is a member of Kappa Alpha Psi, who opened up a wellness studio in Brooklyn that helps Black men that are dealing with anxiety and depression. And he and his co-founder, Alisa Schenkel, they opened up Heal House, H-E-A-L-H-A-U-S. And their social media handle is @Heal House, or you can visit their website at www.healhouse.com. And we're going to put that information in the show notes too. So definitely show them some love because that's amazing. Like, we need more spaces absolutely like that for sure.
That's outstanding.
Yes. So shout out to them, to all of them.
Yes, I love it.
Yes. So if you guys have any other things that y'all want us to shout out on the show, definitely feel free to hit us up. You can hit us up at WokenBrokePodcast@gmail.com, or you can hit us up by DMing us, and you know, we love stuff in our DMs. Good stuff, happy stuff. Let me specify and clarify, we like good stuff in our DMs. So definitely hit us up and we'll show you some love on the show. But now we are going to move over to our main topic segment, The Vent. And this week is my week, and I wanted to talk to you guys about broadcasting your beliefs. I know that a lot of times we start to learn things at a very young age, ever since, like, you know, we're born or whatever, and some things serve us and are helpful within our daily lives just to be stronger and better individuals, whereas some things don't. Some things that we learn, we believe are helping us, you know, or we believe are serving us in a multitude of ways, but in all actuality, they're hindering us and keeping us stuck in situations or in circumstances that do not serve us. And so I kind of wanted to open up that conversation and see what you guys' thoughts were about that. So I have a few questions for y'all.
Okay.
And the first one is, how do you talk to yourself internally? Like, what do y'all's thoughts sound like when you're thinking about yourself and your endeavors and things like that? What is that internal voice, those dialogues, what does it sound like?
Well, I try to be positive, one, because, I mean, if you don't want anybody talking crazy to you, why would you allow yourself to make those same comments to yourself, you know what I mean? So I always try to speak life and love and understanding to myself. I try not to be so hard on myself with, you know, different things that are going on, or just getting down on myself, and just reminding myself that you're human, your thoughts are valid, but they are just thoughts, you know, they're not necessarily your reality. Because sometimes that's like my thing, is that I let my thoughts, like, what if this, what if that, what if this, what if that? And I mean, your thoughts are your thoughts. Like, you can't help what you think. And a lot of times your upbringing and the just things that you've been through make you think the thoughts that you have. But you just reminding myself, like, they don't have to be my reality.
Right.
And not just really, like, attaching myself to those thoughts, you know? And not letting those thoughts just really attach themselves to me, you know what I mean? And reminding myself, like, you're human, like, we make mistakes, like, you're going to be fine, you're not perfect, and that's okay. Like, you know, everything is a learning curve, you know, but not giving myself the excuse to just kind of say, oh, well, I'm not perfect. You know what I mean? That doesn't right. mean I shouldn't mm-hmm. try my best or give my all and everything, you know, yes. or that I can't learn from my mistakes, you know, because I think once I realize a mistake that I've made, at this point, I have to do something to change it, you know?
Right.
But just really just speaking life to myself and trying to develop like that self love.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What about you, bro?
Yeah.
So for me, as far as like, how do I talk to myself internally? You know, like, so for instance, like, if I'm maybe struggling with some thoughts regarding an experience that I've, you know, faced, or depending on how I feel about that experience, like, before I kind of like gather all of my thoughts to really speak to myself in a way that's going to center and uplift, you know, what I'm experiencing, but also being objective as well. Mm-hmm. As far as if this was an experience with a person, you know, I listen to music. Let me just tell you right yes. now, music helps settle me. It helps get my mind like clear. You know, just some, you know, any type of music that just speaks to my soul. Right. And that helps me be able to get more clarity about what I'm going through, so that I know the direction in which I'm going, especially when it's pertaining to me. Mm-hmm. And so, like, we all know we face different challenges or obstacles or things like that. But I really try to, like, have a clear head before I make a decision on which direction to go regarding that experience, whether mm-hmm. it was a negative one or a positive one. Like, it really helps, you know, like I said, relax me. Mm-hmm. It helps me be able to gather my thoughts so that when I am speaking to myself, I'm hearing a voice that is going to be a voice of support, a voice of, you know, not confusing what it is that I'm wanting or what I think I'm experiencing. Because mm-hmm. I feel like everybody has their truth, and which is so valid, right? Your experiences and your truths are valid, but then it's also the whole reality of the situation. So you're looking at it, the totality of the situation. So I'll try to look at it from a holistic standpoint as well, and I want to be, you know, more objective in that. So I don't want to make a decision that doesn't account for other components or other variables.
Right.
So I want to try to be as inclusive as possible to myself, all things considered, right?
Yes.
So that I Absolutely. Know that what I'm doing is the best for me, and that I'm not shortchanging myself, or that I'm making sure I'm not missing out on something that I may need. So it just, to me, it all starts with music. And I mean, you can do music, you can do some meditation, of course, mm-hmm. but I just, you know, music soothes me. And so that is how I begin to speak to myself, so that I can be centered and know exactly what it is that I'm trying to, you know, have myself bring forward. And mm-hmm. so whatever that conversation is, or whatever I'm seeking, it'll come out naturally.
Yes, yes. Shout out.
Ooh, I like that.
Me too. Like, with me, it's kind of up and down. Mm-hmm. Generally, my internal dialogue or whatever, it is positive. So I'm uplifting myself, I'm encouraging myself, motivating myself, just like I do with everybody. Because if I mm-hmm. am doing it with everybody else, I can't not do it with myself, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So I'm always, as soon as I wake up in the morning, I'm like, today's gonna be an amazing day. You're gonna be great. You're gonna do amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm talking to myself constantly like that, feeding myself positivity and encouragement. Every now and then I will allow fear to creep in, you know, so mm-hmm. then I'll be like, oh, well, what if this, and what if da 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 happens, and what about da 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 da, you know, and that'll be the conversation, you know, and whenever that happens, I try to change that way of thinking before it becomes a thing, like, you know, because knowing me, like, if I feed into that and I let mm-hmm. that go, then I'll start thinking about the worst possible outcome, you know, right. that'll end up being my primary focus. And doing that in my past kept me stuck in a lot of different situations and believing that I was unable to move beyond that or grow beyond that. Mm-hmm. And so now before the thought even finishes, you know, I try and change it, you know, and say, don't worry about that. It's going to be great. Everything is going to be the best that it possibly can, you know, right. Or don't worry about that. You're going to get it. You're going to figure it out. Something's going to happen to where it's going to align and everything is going to be figured out. So I'm feeding myself. I'm giving myself the things that I need instead of feeding into that doubt or that fear that may sometimes pop up, you know, especially when it comes to work, you know, and comes to school and things, you know, it's easy for us to have our doubts and our fears, you know, or even relationships, you know, our doubts and our fears, because that's what a lot of the time we're taught, you know what I mean? We're taught to have those fears, you know, and I think that it's given to us, like, you have to be cautious in life, you have to watch, you have to pray, you know, and things like that. But in all actuality, it does make us dwell on the worst case scenario, you know. And it's like, yes, you do have to be cautious about things, but you can't let that rule you, you know. And that's something that I had to learn. It's like, I always had an excuse, or I always had a worst possible outcome when it came to things that I wanted to do. And it's like, that's just fear, that's doubt, you know. And if I allow myself to feed into that type of dialogue, then that's what my reality is going to be, you know. That's what I'm going to end up manifesting within my reality. And I did not know that then, you know. And so now that I do, I'm always telling myself, you can do it. It's going to work out the very best that it possibly can. You know, even though you don't know how to do X, Y, and Z, now you will learn and it will be great. It will be amazing. You'll be incredible at it. You know, just, you're strong, you're smart, you're intelligent, you're wise. Continue to learn, continue to grow, things like that. That's how I speak to myself on a day-to-day basis. And when I come across challenges or obstacles, instead of thinking about the worst case, I think about what the most positive case, you know, or the most positive avenue, what it could be. And I try to come up with as many solutions as possible. And if I feel like I'm at a loss, then I always speak up. I always talk to someone else instead of just allowing those thoughts to stay in my head. I always go to someone else and I'm like, well, this is the obstacle that I'm up against. This is the challenge that I have. What do you guys think? What can you, you know, think of that might be able to help me get through this situation and stuff like that? You know, just get it out of my head so that I don't have to carry it or dwell on it and make it become a thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, I also want to ask you guys, what behaviors or beliefs do you guys have that keep you from living your dreams?
Oh.
So I guess I can, like, as far as the behaviors that might keep me from living my dreams, because when I think about behaviors, I think about, like a pattern. Mm-hmm. Of things, or just certain things that you do that might constitute like a pattern. Like, okay, you've done this on multiple occasions and you keep doing it and it becomes a part of your experience or your mantra, whatever the case may be. But it doesn't necessarily, you know, in this instance, like it does kind of sound a little negative, because you want to achieve your dreams, and so you don't want to be the obstacle that's in the way of you reaching a goal or achieving a long-term goal, whatever the case may be. I guess for me, like, maybe some past behaviors have been rooted in like eating habits and things like that. And so for me, like, I love a fried food. Like, I just do. Like, I know a lot of people do, but I really do. You know what I mean? I love fried food. I mean, I know a lot of people drink juice and pop, but I was drinking juice and pop down. Big time. I'm talking about, like, it was no game. It was not a game. Like, I wasn't playing with this juice up in here. It wasn't a pretty sight. I'm just telling you that right now. It just wasn't a pretty sight. And so, like, I know, I even despite that, like even, you know, having making unhealthy food selections and drinking all the unnecessary sugar mm-hmm. within like juice and soda, and yet I'm still talking about, oh, I want to get in shape. I want to just be more healthier. I don't want to have this, you know, certain body by such and such. And I'm sitting up here hurting my own self because right. I'm sitting up here putting all this stuff into my body and still attempting to work out, but I'm not seeing the results because I can't do both of those at the same time. Like, it's going to be counterproductive. Right. I'm going to be stressing myself out, sitting up here, going to the gym, but yet I'm about to sit up here and go get two double cheeseburgers and a large sweet tea.
Like, right. Sweet tea do be here.
Don't it.
But it's like, I need to be more disciplined in those moments. It's like, okay, my metabolism is still good, but it's not the same metabolism I had at 18. You know, I'm 28. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I got to make a decision if I still want to be in the shape that I want to be as a long-term goal for myself. Mm-hmm. I got to start making some hard decisions. And so for a long time, like, I mean, it just took recently for me to make certain changes. Like, I don't drink juice anymore. I don't drink soda anymore. So I'm kind of eliminating those sugars. I'm drinking way more water, some teas in there too. And so like, I'm now starting to, you know, see weight come up, and I'm starting to see what's most important to me is the aspect of having more energy to be able to even work out, to be able to even have the energy to be like, oh, I'm going to go 4 days out of the week and not miss out on a day.
Right. You
know, for the types of food options, I knew that there were options that could benefit me. But at the time, I was just like, nope, I'm having this fried chicken. Oh, I know I should probably bake it. You know, and I mean, little things like that. So yeah. For me, those were like real behaviors getting in the way of me becoming a healthier person. Like having the energy to be able to work out effectively and then achieve the results that I want. So I've since made those decisions to change. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I'm hoping that those decisions to change will result in me getting the, you know, the dream that I want, like a healthier me
right.
and things like that. So that's just one example for me.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
What about you?
I definitely agree with all of that as well, just because, you know, like, and I think too, like with me, I think I kind of had like an unhealthy relationship with food, you know, like growing up, we didn't have the most money. So now that I have money and I want to fucking go to McDonald's, I'm going to go to fucking McDonald's.
Right. Like,
but then it's just realizing, like, again, like you said, like we're not young like we were, like our bodies are changing, and if we want to live those like long lives, like making sure we take more control mm-hmm. of our life, and like you said, not harming ourselves. I mean, the food is gonna be there, you know, like once we get to our best self, the food will be there. And so just committing to those changes and making sure that, you know, we really allow the dreams that we have for ourselves to manifest, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, like, I think the biggest kind of dream that I have, like, obviously, like, being a mom, you know, and sometimes mm-hmm. I allow myself doubts to get in the way, you know, mm-hmm. and it's like, and it's so silly because I'm pregnant now, you know, my baby's not here, and for me to just have those doubts and I haven't even given myself a chance to prove myself wrong. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and that's where a lot, like my therapist was just saying, like, you know, your thoughts are going to be your thoughts, like, but it doesn't have to be your reality. And I think though that, you know, allowing those negative thoughts to kind of just manifest mm-hmm. can really become a reality if you don't try to kind of claim it for what it is, just a thought, mm-hmm. and then tell yourself, why am I feeling this way? You know what I mean? And what can I do to change that or whatever? What do I think is going to make me, you know, for example, a bad mom or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of moving that into action as far as, like, you know, just making sure I have the confidence and steps to pursue my dream and not let my negative thoughts mm-hmm. kind of hinder me, you know?
Yes.
Because I may, like, even though maybe physically I am being a wonderful mom, I think your mental stability is important. Mm-hmm. And I can't Even if my mind is telling me these negative things, it will eventually mess up the physical part of it, you know?
Right.
And even verbal, you know, like your thoughts become your words and your words become your actions. You know what I mean? And so, and I don't want to pour that into her. So it's just like, I can definitely see how that, my thoughts can really hinder, you know, my dream of being the best mom that I can be. But it's something that I have to, I think now that I realize that, that's how I can move forward, you know?
Right.
Like realizing your faults and what you know is harming your growth and you from obtaining your dream is the only way that you can kind of steer it in the right path.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. I agree 1,000%. And I want to take it even a step further because I deal with that a lot too, you know. I have things that I have identified where, you know, I've identified that have been holding me back, you know. But then there's also things that I did not know were not serving me. You know, I didn't know that they were holding me back. Like some certain things, you know, because it's easy to identify, you know, like, when it came to like my sexuality and things, it's like, okay, well, religion is just saying that I'm supposed to be like this and I'm trying to be this thing that it says that I should be. And it's just not comfortable. It's not, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel, you know, natural. Like it feels like I'm just trying to kill a piece of myself and, just allow another piece of myself to shine. And that's not, I felt like I was stunting a lot of my growth and development. Whereas, you know, and so that's easy to identify. Whereas certain things like, you know, the fact that my doubts and fears were holding me in to stay in my box, you know, that it was a little more difficult to identify because it's like, there's doubts and fears can penetrate in so many different ways and manifest in so many different ways.
Absolutely.
So you don't really know right off bat how they're impacting you, you know? Mm-hmm. So like for me, I was like allowing me coming from the hood, you know, me being from North Tulsa, I allowed me that to be a hindrance to me. You know, I would use that. Okay, well, I don't know. I'm from North Tulsa, so I don't know about X, Y, and Z. I don't know if I'm able to do this. I don't have the money to do X, Y, and Z. I would use that a lot of the time as my excuse to not be my best, not to not learn what I can do to be my best in any situation, you know. And that was more difficult for me to identify because that's just what I knew, you know. I thought that, you know, well, you're a product of your environment and you have to, you know, you have things that you just have to work around, you know what I'm saying? And that ain't nothing but a lie, you know. It's a lie, and it's a lie that I chose to believe only because of my circumstances, you know. And it wasn't flat out told to me that, you know, but that's what it you know, that's what I chose to believe, you know. And it took some inner work, it took some time for me to have those inner dialogues and really investigate my beliefs, you know, and pick out the ones that are for me, the ones that are mine, you know, that are serving me, and then discard the ones that are not serving me, that are not mine, but came from somewhere else, you know. And unfortunately, a lot of it had to do, a lot of the beliefs that I had came from religion, you know what I mean? It came from religion, and I was trying to fit into this perfect image of what a good Christian is supposed to be, you know, and I did not realize that it was it's all based on your own individual walk. You know, it's not a blueprint, you know, like it's sold to you. It's sold to you to where you have to act like this and talk like this and look like this and dress like this. And that's not the way that it should be, because we're all meant to be individuals. We're all meant to find our own identity and explore ourselves to become our best in life, you know. Absolutely. And we can't do that if we're constantly, you know, shutting out particular portions of ourselves or hiding particular portions of ourselves and whatnot. It just makes us limit ourselves and dull our light and make us feel that we're not worthy to receive the blessings that we're asking for, that we're not worthy to receive the things in life that we want to have, you know what I mean? Or that we'll receive those later after death, you know what I mean? It's waiting for us on the other side. And it's like, who said that? You know what I mean? Like, why do we allow ourselves to believe that? Because, you know, we came here into this world to be our absolute best and to experience life to the fullest, you know. Otherwise, we wouldn't have come over to this physical realm. You know, we would just have just stayed in the spiritual. But we came here for a physical experience to be our absolute best. That means to act our best, to look our best, to be our best, to learn and grow, to become our best. That's what that means. Not to portray an image or live a life that someone else gave us, or believe beliefs that someone else gave us, and become who they want us to be. That's not what we're put here to do. But a lot of times we allow ourselves to live lives that way, you know. And so now I've learned that it's all about identifying, okay, what is the stuff that's in here that is not serving me? What is keeping me from being my absolute best? I'm saying that I want these things and I'm not able to manifest them. Well, why is that? You know, because most of the time we will put it on something else or somebody else. Oh, well, you know, I don't come from money. I don't have a family that has a lot of money, so I can't achieve my goals. I can't go to school because I don't have no money to pay for it. You know, I don't have X and I don't have Y. I don't have Z, so I can't live the dreams that I have in my mind. And it's just beliefs that you continue to tell yourself, thoughts that you continue to tell yourself that manifest into your actual life. If you think the same thing over and over and over, that's what you're broadcasting. That's the frequency that you're putting out. So that's what the universe is going to give you. I can't, I can't, I won't, I won't, I don't have, I don't have, you know. And it's you having to change that mentality, that dialogue that's going to tune you into the frequency to receive the things that you're asking for. You know, if you it's not about, it's not about you not having what it takes or what you need in order to move into your destiny. It takes just having faith.
Yeah.
You know, it takes having the belief that I can do anything. One, because the creator created me and brought me here to be a creator. You know what I'm saying? And once you know that and you own that and you own who you are and what you are and what you bring to this world, whatever it is, whether you know what it is or not, you know, once you own that and you walk in that confidently, that's when you're able to finally manifest the things that you're asking for, the things that you want, you know. But it's all about knowing who you are, trusting who you are, and trusting that the universe is going to work it out no matter what, no matter where you came from, no matter what you were born with and what you started out with. It's not about where you started. It's about where you are right now and where you're looking to end up, you know. And so, you know, that's been a lot of my journey, is just unlocking and untying those knots that I've allowed myself to tie, you know, and unlearning the things that I have allowed myself to believe is the end all be all, you know. And
I think sometimes we think that we're like undeserving of things.
Absolutely.
You know, which is what you were saying, like, and I know that, like, I was guilty of that, like, of when things good things would happen, I'm just like, I can't, like, this doesn't even seem real. Like, is it going to crash and burn? Like,
yes.
And then I had to realize, and, like, I even, it wasn't even something that I realized, but it was, like, an old, my student council advisor was like, why do you seem shocked? Like, you deserve to have good things happen to you.
Right.
Like, it's okay that it's aligning the way it's supposed to. God has everything in control, and he wanted this for you, you know? Right. And I think it's, like, I had to realize that it's disrespectful to the Most High to question the things that he has in store for you. You know what I mean? And we just have to do our part in being negative and being down on ourselves and not realizing that we're worthy of those things is a slap in his face. You know what I mean? And so he'll provide for us. We just have to do our part.
Okay. Yes. That's so true. So true. And like, I've come across so many people who fall within that very category. You know, they just don't believe in themselves. They don't think that they're worthy enough to live a good life or be happy. Be happy. Yeah. You know what I mean? And and
you can't want it for them, though, unfortunately.
Right.
I think that's the hard part. It's like, you can see the potential in people.
Yes.
But if they don't see it in themselves, if they don't want the goodness for themselves, it's like, there's nothing really you can do but to continue to be supportive.
Absolutely. I mean, at that point. Like, that's the epitome of the phrase, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. Like, you know, it's like, you can see the best in a person, but if you don't, if they don't see that their light is shining and that it's beautiful and that it's unique and that it's necessary, if they don't see that, you can't bend over backwards and hurt yourself trying to make them see it. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But, and that's the part that is so, you know, disappointing to me, you know. I don't even want to say disappointing because that sounds so bad, but disheartening. I'll say disheartening. You know, it's very disheartening for you to see that, because I come across so many beautiful people, so many, you know, and they have so much to give. I feel like I get so much from them, you know, and they could reach so many people who need what they have, but they don't see what they have as good enough or necessary or worthy, you know. People will say, well, it's not nothing special about me. What? There's something special about every one of us.
Everybody.
Every single one of us. It's just you probably don't see what your gift is or what your thing is, what your spark is. You don't see it as important. You don't see it. Yeah. And it may be because no one else has ever told you that it's important. But it's like, you know that you bring something to the table just because you're here. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because there's so many, you know, so many people who were unable to get here. You know, it was so many that, you know, you... And I hate to even say it like this, but I don't really know another way to say it. So please forgive me. But like, think about all of the, you know, the babies who weren't able to make it to term and things like that. You know what I'm saying? And they could have been great. They could have been so many amazing people and done some amazing things, but you made it. You made it and you are here. You know what I'm saying? That is a gift. That is a blessing, and you should be grateful for that. And you should be doing the very best that you can to identify what your thing is, what your spark is, what your light is, and putting that out into the universe to create harmony and create love and create happiness. That's what we're all here to do, you know. But then when you say things to yourself like, I'm not worthy, I don't deserve that. I don't deserve you. I don't deserve, you know, to be living like this while there's so many other people who live a different way. No. What God has for you is for you. It is for you. And you have to acknowledge that and appreciate that and show gratitude for that. But you have to believe it first.
Yes.
You know.
And at that point, you might need to go sit on somebody's couch if you.
Yes. Facts,
like, no shade, like, sometimes, like, And I try to be that friend that like uplifts you. But sometimes it's literally like beating your head up against the wall because it's like, they don't see it. They mm-hmm. don't see it. And you're just like, why? Like, I don't get it. Like, yeah. you need to talk to a professional because I'm trying to be a friend mm-hmm. and tell you what I see in you. But because you can't see it, mm-hmm. you're really hindering your own growth, yes. you know? And sometimes that mindset can be so fucking toxic. Yes. It really can because, like, when you're trying to do your shit and, you know, live your best life and you always got somebody who's like, oh, I wish I could do it. You can. And, like, and I don't know how else to tell you. Like, right. You know what I mean? And so I think a lot of it, though, is what I'm saying is like their own like insecurities yes. and self-doubt. And
yes.
sometimes, and you know, we're all human. I still have insecurities. I still have self-doubt. Mm-hmm. But I'd be damned if I say I can't do something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if I can't do it, it's because of my own self. Like mm-hmm. I'm in my own way, you know? And I know the difference between, you know, fantasy and reality, and sometimes I am in my own way, and mm-hmm. I can admit that, you know. Yes. But some people, it's just like the simplest things, like you can finish that, you can go back to school, you can do that, and they're like, nah, like, okay, then hush, because I'm trying to tell you mm-hmm. that you can, and there's nothing else for me to say, like,
right,
you know,
right?
It's frustrating,
I think,
when you talk to people who are like that.
That's so true. I think a lot of times what kills people's dreams is that I'm trying or I can't, you know, those types of terms. If you start your sentence with that, you know, then you got yeah. some work to do. You have some work to do,
right,
you know, because when you believe in something enough, you'll just do it. Whether fear or doubt is present or whatever, yeah. you're just gonna do it. You know, that's what a leap of faith is. That's what it means to take a leap of faith. And really, that's why I had to shout out my friend Leah. You know what I'm saying? Because she is taking that leap of faith to leave corporate America and to start her business full time. That's scary. Yeah. That is scary because you're leaving the comfort of a paycheck. You know what I'm saying? A consistent paycheck, benefits, all of that to trust and believe in yourself. That means she knows she is bomb enough to go out here and do this. And she is. You know what I'm saying? And she is, and each and every one of us is, you know, but we have to believe it first. Everybody in the world can believe it for us, but if we don't believe it for ourselves, we done already lost.
Absolutely.
You know?
That's real.
So real.
So
I want to ask the next question, which is, why do you think that we allow ourselves to defend beliefs that harm us?
I mean, a lot of that has to do with upbringing, too.
Mm. I mean, yeah, for sure.
It's so sad that you'll see them sit up here and defend a belief that is toxic, a belief that's divisive, a belief that isn't helping growth and development. Mm-hmm. And they'll hold on to it so fiercely. And a lot of that is rooted in the ways in which they were raised, whether that was in a church environment or just the family dynamics in which they were raised. And so, like, some people believe, you know, oh, boys shouldn't hit girls, for example. And then you have some parents who teach their children, like, it doesn't matter who hits you. If they hit you, you hit their ass back type of thing. And so, like, that's right there, competing perspectives, right? Like, you on one camp, no, don't do this. On another camp, yes, do it. And so people, you know, would defend beliefs that are going to eventually harm them. So, for example, I'm going to talk about, you know, the parents who teach their kids to hit back regardless. So, mm-hmm. while on one hand, it might be developing them to be able to know how to defend themselves, but on the institutional level, as far as the school is concerned, they're probably going to get suspended.
Right.
And then you have to look at how that ultimately is going to impact their education in terms of, mm-hmm. like, their ability to get good grades, to be there, because if you ain't there, you can't get the lesson. And so you're trying to play catch up, and then the interactions, all that stuff has a compounded effect. And so as far as the defense of these beliefs, because then when those children grow up and then they have kids of their own, they say the same thing. Well, my mama did it to me, so that's what I'm kind of raising my kids. And while that is safe, I guess not necessarily, but in their minds, the safe way to approach things, it does not allow them to expand and grow and like right. have a broader perspective on what are the alternatives that you can use to actually better parent your child in certain situations.
Absolutely.
Right. You know, self-preservation is the first law of nature, and I get that. But then there comes a time when you can better absolve or better remedy situations. So, and I think it all just stems from this belief system where you are, how you're raised, how you are in community with the people that you grew up with, and what those dominant narratives or thoughts were regarding their specific situations. So people would defend it even if it's going to be toxic for them, which is unfortunate.
Yes. But
that's why it's important to be communicative and be expressive of those experiences, and people need to come forward with their truths to share in community, not to belittle or besmirch a person's name or anything like that, but to ultimately like really unpack, heal, and go through these processes in order to become a stronger, more effective unit if you are a community or a more stabilized and self-actualized individual when you're talking about one-on-one interactions.
Yes. You just fucking served us, bro.
Is there anything left to say?
Right. you just fucking served us. Yes. Okay. That's so true.
Did nobody ask you to come like that?
That's exactly what I was getting at, though. Like, everything that you said was exactly what I was getting at, because we do find ourselves in situations to where even though we know something does not serve us, we're going to believe it because of where it came from. You know, well, my mama always told me to da-da-da-da, and that's just how it's always been. That's how it's always supposed to be. You know, right. What? Do that even sound right? Like, if a building is sitting, right? Building is sitting, and for year after year after year, decades, it's just been there, and it's never been renovated, never been touched, nothing, just, but it's still being used. It's gonna start to decay, right? It's gonna start to be frail and look nasty and stuff. It's gonna need some renovation, some updates, you know? So that's what a building. So the same thing happens with beliefs. If a belief is not serving you, you know what I mean? Or it's constantly being used over and over and over, and it's not serving you, it's not getting you to be as functional as you need to be, you need to renovate. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. You need to break down some walls, you know, make some new rooms, do some add-ons and shit, you know, update the electrical. You got to change the way you think. You got to change the way you see the things, you know, see things in life. You have to change the way you see yourself in life, you know. Just because you may have been in poverty in your youth does not mean you have to be in poverty in your adulthood. You do not. Absolutely. You do not. Because you can make the change.
The truth of the matter is, we all have a choice. Mm-hmm. We all have a choice. And our parents made their choice, which made them have the life that they've had. Mm-hmm. And we can change that. We do not have to have the same, you know, destiny as them. And I think that's where a lot of people get stuck. They think that, you know, some people know, like, okay, my parents, or even their parents have had that conversation. Like, you know, I grew up X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. I don't want that for you. So I want you to do X, Y, and Z, you know, just so you can have a different, a leg up from what I've had, you know?
Right.
But a lot of times people are in, unfortunately, toxic ass family environments where the parents wasn't shit, and they see that their kids have potential, but they don't pour life into them.
Mm-hmm.
They just tell them they're not going to amount to shit. And, you know, I can't imagine like that year, those years of trauma and just negative talk on somebody, you know, but it's like, once you can free yourself from that environment, you have to know that, you know, you can have a different plan for yourself.
Right. And I think that's what it means to have the vision, like to have a vision. If you can see what you want your life to be in your head, it is possible. You know, you just have to get out of your own way so that it can come to you. Because if you can see it in your head, then that's you putting out the vibration right there. That's you putting it out into the universe right there. It's just thinking about it and seeing it in your head. Like, read a thing about manifesting, you know, and it says that if you can see it in your head and you can believe it and you think the thoughts about it every day, you know, you close your eyes and you see it and you think about what it feels like to be there, to feel that, to have that, you know, you feel it every day. You see yourself and you speak to yourself about it every day. And then you just go about your life. And after you open your eyes, you go about your life and you just give it to the universe. Continue being grateful for the things that you do have, for the things you have made it through, the things you have overcome. And then just allow that great feeling to follow you everywhere you go. It don't matter what happens to you on the subway or when you on your way to work or when you at work and bitches is acting a damn fool. Like, it don't matter. Like, you tell yourself everything is gonna be great. Everything is great. I'm happy. I'm joyful. I thank God for this job. I thank God for my car. I thank God for my kids. You know what I'm saying? I thank God for my best friends, because my life is not as bad as it could be. You know what I mean? And when you think about things that way, your manifestation, your ideas, your thoughts, your vision will manifest. You know what I'm saying? You just have to believe and you have to let it go. You know, you see it, you believe it, let it go.
Yes. You know? And you know, I try to remind my students of that all the time. Like, because I have a student in my class who, he'll have a bad morning. Like, and not even just a bad morning. He done did some shit in the hallway and got some trouble for his behavior. But instead of taking responsibility and just moving on, he lets it fuck up his whole day.
Right.
His whole fucking day, y'all. His whole day. And I'll be telling him, I'll be like, listen, I get it. And you have every right to be mad. You do, because they're your feelings, you know? Mm-hmm. But you don't have the right to disrespect people when you know you weren't doing what you were supposed to be doing. And two, stop letting it be your whole day.
Right.
Shake it off and move on from it. And it's like some people like hinder on things like all day long. And I know it can be just exhausting, really. Like, it takes a lot of energy to be mad to me. Like, to me, it's like, why not be happy? Why not smile and live your best life?
That's
like,
so true. Mm-hmm.
You know, why let small moments become these great big things? You know, sometimes it can be fucked up. Don't get me wrong. Fucked up. You done got a fucking speeding ticket and you just thinking about, fuck, that's another $300. Like, because a bitch has been there. I'm damn near a speeding ticket queen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's like, I can't let this moment, this small moment, define me. Like, that's what I fucking get for speeding. That's what I fucking get for getting caught, first of all. Like, and then just kind of don't let it affect the rest of your day. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a lie. It really is a lie.
Yes.
It's a lie.
And that's like a small version of your life, you know? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you let those thoughts or those things that happen to you, you know, impact your day, you know, in your youth or on a day-to-day basis, you know, if you are tailored to living your life that way, then you really might want to investigate your what you're broadcasting to, because that is what that is the very thing that might be limiting your manifestations as well. Uh-huh. You know, because like, if you allow a fear or any obstacle, any challenge, because something is hard, because something looks impossible, if you let those thoughts penetrate within you and show up in your day-to-day thoughts, you know, your day-to-day dialogue, if you let that stuff come in there and fester within yourself, you're gonna block yourself from manifesting the things that you want. You know,
absolutely.
You ain't gonna never have a man if you don't think that you're worthy to have one.
Ain't that it?
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody.
You ain't gonna never have the job. It's true. You ain't gonna never have the job if you don't think that you're qualified to have the position. You know what I'm saying? You have to live like you know you the shit. You know what I'm saying? And I always say, that's not you being cocky. That's you being confident in yourself to know that at the end of the day, God created me. Yeah. And God is living within me. So I have no choice but to be the shit. If I'm not, it's on me. It's my fault. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It ain't the world's fault because God created the everything in this universe, including me. Everything in this universe is being itself. A tree is a tree all day, all night, every day, every night. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I have to be me, myself, whatever that's meant to be, every day, every night. And if I don't be myself in the best that I can be in every moment, it's my fault because I'm choosing not to be. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
That's what it is.
That is so true.
That's what it is, but it just depends on what you're broadcasting. If you broadcasting fear, doubt, I can't, I won't, I don't have. You know, if you broadcasting that's what you're going to continue to have. Uh-huh. The universe is just going to be like, okay, she's still asking for her. You know?
Ooh,
that's what you're thinking. You have to change the thoughts.
Going through, like, my job hunting stage. Remember when I quit DHS?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have shit lined up. Just over the shit. I was over it. That's how over it was. But I had told myself, you know what? God got you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he got you in, but he got you. Because this ain't it right here. This ain't it. And I've always said, like, girl, you a bomb interviewer. Just because I know my work.
Yes.
I know what I'm good at. And I know what I bring to the table. So it's like, why would you want me at your job? You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, but then, like, there was a moment after that where I was doing these interviews, applying for these jobs, like, and I was just getting denied.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking, like, and I started to get down on myself. And then I realized, like, you know what? What God has for you is for you. So that's just a door he didn't want to open. Like, he has something else in store for you. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's like knowing when you know yourself and know what you deserve, like, it's going to align the way it's supposed to.
Absolutely.
Even when the doors are slamming in your face.
Absolutely.
Because literally a few days later, I got a job to teach. So it was like, that's what God wanted me to be. He wanted me to in the classroom and not fuck with higher ed for a while. Like, take a breather off of that. I have somewhere else I want you to be, you know?
Right.
And so it's also knowing that, you know, just because the doors are shutting in your face, is to me, it's just God saying, I don't want you there. You know, I have something else in store for you.
Something greater. Something that's made for you.
Something that's made for you.
And then too, it's timing. Because everything happens in the infinite timing, not yours. You know what I'm saying? So you might be getting all these denials. You might be getting, you know, all this rejection and all this no, you know, but it may be that you're just not ready yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You have to be in a particular place for you to be in alignment with. It's just like a lock and a key. You have to be in the right shape at the right time for you to be able to fit into that lock and open that door. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And sometimes you're just not ready. If you have other stuff that's in the way, like if it's shit on your key, it ain't going to fit in the lock. You know what I'm saying? To open a door. So you have to clean that shit off. You know what I'm saying? You got to clean that shit off. You got to get yourself right. Get prepared. And then whenever it's ready, you know, and the opportunity is for you, it's going to be right there. It's going to be right there. But you have to just continue to believe and continue to work on you. You have to do your internal and external and whatever kind of work you need to do to be ready for when that opportunity comes. Because if it comes and you're not ready.
Ooh, baby.
If it comes and you're not that many people have failed. You know what I'm saying? Or fallen because they were not prepared for the opportunity that they asked for. You know, it came to them and they were not ready. You know, you have to get ready and you have to stay ready. You know, that I do believe. I believe you got to get ready and stay ready. Like me, I asked and asked and asked for a leadership position, asked and asked and asked. And I finally got one. And I'm like, I a part of me felt like I'm not ready. You know, I don't know if I'm ready
until
things start happening. And I'm like, oh, I got this. Because I prepared. You know what I'm saying? I prepared you for it. Yes. Right. And what I did not prepare for, like what I don't know, I have resources. I can call somebody. I can ask somebody. I can send them a text or email. You got to get ready. And if you're not ready, you're gonna be the reason. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, You always gonna be the reason. If you fail or if you succeed or if you get the promotion or you don't get the promotion, or it's always gonna be you. Cause can't nobody block the blessings you got, the blessings that's meant for you from God, but you. Yeah. Can't nobody do it. You know, it's just the reality. It's the truth of the matter. You know. But let me get to this next question now, which we kind of been touching on it a little bit, but I just kind of want to dive a little deeper to see, you know, what y'all's thoughts are. What do y'all think it takes to change a belief and redirect your vibrational trajectory?
So I think, and I mean, I don't think this is the only thing that it takes to, you know, change your belief or redirect your vibrational trajectory. Right. I think in situations of crises, when you have quote unquote reached rock bottom, or you are in a very bad situation and it's kind of devastating, devastating enough to change your belief and trajectory, but not to the point where you can't recover. Mm-hmm. So it takes something like very hardcore, like very like serious, very ravaging, to really break that belief that you might have. And hopefully, you know, reorganizing your thinking will lead you to be able to make that redirection for your, you know, the direction in which you're going, your vibrational trajectory. And so, I'll use myself as an example, like, you know, ending up in a hospital on New Year's Eve, right? Mm-hmm. Thinking that, oh, you know what? I just got a cold, you know, I'm about to go get these antibiotics and I'm going to be on about my way. Because for days I had been feeling really, really sick, and it wasn't getting any better. And I thought, like, okay, I must have got some type of infection, y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, I was thinking, like, this is what this is. Like, because these Tylenols ain't working. They ain't getting the job done. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll take my ass up here to the emergency room because I just knew I had a cold and infection. Mm-hmm. I just knew they were going to write me a prescription for some antibiotics. I did not know that when I went up there, I would be in the hospital for the next 8 days based on what was going on with my body. And so it was in that moment of not knowing, but yes, there were things going on with my body, but I couldn't name it. I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know exactly what was wrong. But just having all these other symptoms and
all the things
that were happening, I was just like, okay, something is going on. But I was never thinking that it was because, you know, I was in a state of diabetic ketoacidosis and all that other type of stuff. And I was just like, okay, I told them what was going on, all this other type of stuff. So here I am, hospitalized on New Year's Eve, y'all. Like, I was just like, ain't this like, I'm... this is not what I imagined. Like, I just thought, come up here, they was giving me the prescription, I was going about my business, you know what I mean, and bringing it here how I wanted to. But for me, that was a traumatic experience, because had I not gone, had I thought that, oh, I can fight it off, or if I just decided to wanted to continue to take the Tylenol, it wasn't going to get better.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it just only was going to get worse. So I really am happy that, you know, I went into the hospital. Of course, I mean, I wasn't planning on being there for 8 days. I really wasn't. But at the same time, to me, that was a devastating thing, because while I was feeling terrible, I didn't know to what extent. And so being in that state and condition, and having all of the doctors and the nurses try to work to get me better, and then also showing me and educating me about what was going on and some of the things that I need to do, was a huge wake up call, because I'm just like, I can't carry on like this. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I'm still young, but I'm doing things to myself that are, you know, it's impacting me now. Like, now it's impacting my health.
Right.
And so, like, that for me was major. It was a crisis, devastating type of thing. And so because of that, I've since changed the way that I think and, think about food. Like, food is good. I love to eat. I like it when it tastes good, all that good stuff. But I'm at a point now where I'm trying to make sure, like, yes, if I'm going to eat something, let me get the most nutrition out of this meal. Let me make sure it's going to taste good, because, you know, Black folks, our food has to taste good. Like, point blank, period. No matter what it is, it has to taste good. And so I tell myself, yes, my food has to taste good, but I also need to make sure I'm getting nutritional value out of each thing that I'm putting into my body.
Absolutely.
And so when I sit up here and choose or make selections based around mealtime, I'm putting things in that I know is going to help me and the energy that I need. So I know the food groups, all these things, counting carbs, all the you know, the whole nine. So right. Let myself know that, hey, I'm not just eating because it tastes good.
Right.
I'm also eating because it's fueling my body and giving me the energy that I need to not only do things like work out 4 days out of the week, but also be more alert, also be more conscious, also be more me. You know what I mean?
Like,
that's part of me. And so that really changed my belief and trajectory. Yes, food is good as hell, but you know what? It can still be good as hell and healthy as hell too.
Right.
And so I'm making sure, you know, moving forward that I'm only putting the healthiest things into my body. And that's not to say that I'm not going to like treat myself every once in a while, but right now I'm on a journey. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sticking hard to that journey. I'm cutting out things. I'm being strict right now because I'm in a journey. This is a process for me.
Right.
So I
want
to make sure that I'm successful. So in the meantime, I'm not doing no type of cheating like that. Like, I done cut out a whole bunch of bullshit, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where I literally feel better. Like, I'm like, I'm sleeping better. I have more energy.
Good.
Like, the working out is helping. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, it took that type of devastation for me to finally get my shit together and say, you know what? This time I'm doing it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now,
and I totally agree. I definitely think it's like a lot of times shit happens where you're like, okay, now I gotta, you know, I mean, because in like what Michael's saying, like me getting pregnant, like that was like, you know, I've always wanted to be a mom, but I always had that fear, and so now it's like, you know, you're not going to be like your mom. You know, you're not going to, but now it's time to put some action to it. You know what I mean? And it forces you to really think about the type of parenting you, like the type of parent you want to be. You
yes,
know?
Yes.
So.
That's so true. Like, it just as both of y'all were talking, I'm just thinking like, I listened to Abraham Hicks. And she says, I was listening to one video that she has on YouTube, and she said that experience is your teacher. You know, people can't teach you things, you know what I'm saying, better than experience can. And so, like, you have two options. You can learn the easy way or you can learn the hard way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think the same way when it comes to changing your trajectory. Why is that word so hard for me? Trajectory. It's just the same as changing your trajectory. Like, you can either do it the easy way and start changing your thoughts, you know, and feeding yourself the positive thoughts that you need in order to manifest the things that you want, you know, and live your best life, or you can let experience be your teacher. And experience, you don't necessarily always want experience to be your teacher, especially when it comes to hardship. You know what I mean? Like, you can just change the way you think and say, okay, you could change the way you think from a thought process of lack to a thought process of abundance. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, I don't have, tell yourself, I have it and I'm grateful for it. Even if you don't. Even if you don't, if you learn how to enjoy the feeling of having something before it even manifests, before it even has, if you can learn that and master that, just wait and see how fast shit comes to you. Wait and see. Like, you know what I'm saying? People be asking me all the time, Josh, how is it that you are getting the things that you want? Like, you know what I'm saying? How is it that all of this stuff is happening for you? And I'm like, I'm getting out of the way. Like, real shit, I'm getting out of the way. Like, because...
And sometimes we make things harder than what it has to be.
Yes! Like,
the fuck?
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
In our own way, like you said, in our own way.
Mm-hmm, that's exactly it. Like, but we'll use excuses. Oh, it's so-and-so. It's the relationship that I'm in. This nigga just don't da-da-da-da-da. Like, you know, no, it ain't them. It's not you. Anything that's dealing with you is your fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's you. Like, people can't, if you in a situation that's unhealthy for you, get out. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it takes some thought and it takes you getting some help and stuff. Yeah, that's fine. But you can do it and you have to do it. You know what I'm saying? You have to do it in order to make it to the other side. You have to put your one foot in front of the other. You know, that's what I was saying. Like when people say I'm trying mentality, you have to grow beyond the I'm trying mentality and say, I'm going to do it. Whether I pass or if I fail, I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you fail, then you learned a way that did not work for you. And now you take that, you don't give up on your goal. You say, okay, I tried this, it did not work. Let me try another option. Let me try option B or option C or D, E, F, all the way to whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, you continue to try and you continue to work until you get your success. That's what success is. You just have to change the way you think. Failing is not the end all be all. That's your redirection. You know, and if you think into yourself, if you are speaking to yourself internally and it's negative, 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 I ain't shit. You know, people don't like me. People don't talk to me. Like, they treat me weird. They think I'm weird. I'm weird. I'm a weirdo. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you talking to yourself like that, you got to change that. You got to say, I am dope as fuck. I'm beautiful. I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm powerful. I'm the creator of worlds. You know what I'm saying? I can create whatever I put my mind to. I can do whatever it is that I put my mind to. I put my focus on. I'm vibrating high. You know, if you speak to yourself like that on a consistent enough basis, that will turn into your belief. You know, your thoughts turn into your beliefs, which turn into your actions, which turn into your results. Yeah, it's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. So you can either do it the easy way or you can do it the hard way and let experience teach you and then point you in the right direction. Like Michael, you had to learn the hard way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's sad to say, but you had to learn the hard way and you did learn. You got it now. You got it down and you own the journey and you doing it and you making your move. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes it takes that, you know? Yeah. Sometimes it takes that big thing that happens to you, you know, to show you, oh shit, I should have done that a while ago. But you know what? I'm starting today.
Right. I'm not gonna beat myself up on it. I'm just gonna make some changes.
Exactly.
Carry the fuck on.
Exactly. You know? And then and start over, because each day you wake up, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new start. You know, and you done made it this far, so why not do everything that you put comes to mind? Why not just do it? You know, it might not be the best right now. It might not look the best right now, but it's something. You put that shit out. You do it. You know, you do it and you put that shit out. You do it and you get it done. You know what I'm saying? And you continue to do it and you continue to grow. You continue to learn and fail and succeed and practice. Like, you continue to do that, you know, and you're going to get to where you're trying to go. You're going to, because you already have the end goal in mind and you're putting forth the effort to do it. And allowing the universe to align and bring those things to you. You just got to step the fuck out the way.
Got to move, bitch.
Get out the way. Ain't that it? Get out the way. What? That's going to be the episode. The name of the episode.
Oh, no.
Fight out.
Michael, I'm literally on the same page. Like, we should be right here, right?
Yes.
But that's real, though. Like, you know, I think that's like the biggest part is like we're in our own way. And sometimes we want to point the finger and blame this person. We want to blame our family situation. We want to blame the person that we're with. We want to blame our jobs. We want to blame our boss. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times it's us, you know. And like, even if you're in a situation where you feel like you're not appreciated, and it's hindering your growth, once you realize that, once you know, it's up to you to make the change. You know what I mean? Like, because they've showed you who they are. They've showed you, you know, what it is and how they feel about you. And so at that point, once you know your own self-worth and, you know, what you deserve, you have to remove yourself from those situations to, you know, to make sure that you're continuing to grow and to be the person that you were destined to be.
Right. Exactly. Yes. That leads me to my next question. And it's my last question. What can you do to ensure that you stay in a positive frequency?
I would say, and when I'm thinking about this, I feel like, I want to say accountability. And I say accountability because, like, some, and it's funny because everybody thinks and understands accountability differently. Mm-hmm. Some people feel like it's just a way to, like, you know, keep them down and all this other type of stuff. It's like, oh, you tripping and all this other type of stuff. And then for some people who actually have goals that they set out for themselves, they understand that sometimes you kind of fall off track a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's important to have a support system that is going to hold you accountable to the things that you set out for yourself.
Yes.
And so that's going to be friends and community that believes in and supports the things that you do.
Yes.
And so if you sit up there and you got it in with a group of your friends, y'all sat down and said that, you know what, I want to be the director of this company in the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so y'all all got around brainstorms like, okay, bitch, like, you want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
So these are some of the things that we think you do it in collaboration. These are some of the steps, some of the goals that we think you need to achieve in order, you know, to reach, in order to achieve this big dream of being a director of this company.
Yes.
And so they're going to keep you on this timeline and track because life happens. Mm-hmm. Things happen.
Right.
We know that we fall from grace from time to time, but, you know, we get back and we fall down and we get up. And
ain't
we
do that what it?
We have to do.
Yes.
And it's important that we have a team that's going to hold us accountable because it's out of love and not anything else. Like, they're trying to bring you down or besmirch your name or anything crazy like that.
Mm. Right,
so for me, accountability is going to help remind you of the things that you set out for yourself. It's going to be a helpful reminder like, hey, no, you said you wanted to do this. And you know what? We love you so much that we're going to help make sure that you stay on track to achieving this dream.
Yes.
This is a big goal that you have set for yourself. You are the director of this big Fortune 500 company or the CEO of this big Fortune 500 company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you have goals and you have a timeline and you have to get this stuff done because this is what you said you want to do. You're passionate about it.
Yes.
We believe in and support what you're saying because we feel it too. We see that you feel it and it's vibrating off of us. And so naturally, we want to see you go and accomplish that. We want to see you down the path and help you along with the roadmap that you have established, and we're going to help you get there. So I feel like accountability is such an important thing to help ensure that we stay on a positive frequency.
Yes, serving. Yes. Serving.
I don't even say nothing. That was it right there. Like, that's it. Because you, like you said, you're going to get down, but making sure you don't stay there and you have those people who will remind you of what you're called to do and can hold you accountable for, you know, what you need to do and the business you need to handle.
Right. Absolutely. Right. I love what you said there. And then I also want to partner that with affirmation, you know, affirming yourself. Like, a lot of people will tell me, well, I don't know how to make myself what I want myself to be. I'm not this, I'm not that. I have doubts, I have fears. And I'm like, okay, look, let me tell you my trick. I get a pad of post-it notes, or I think of post-it notes, and I write down everything that I don't have or everything that I need. If it's confidence, I write down, I am confident. You know, let me pick one up because I got one here. I have one right here. I am more than what I currently have, where I currently am, and what I currently do. I am on the rise and will fulfill everything that I have put into my vibrational escrow. I put stuff like that all around my house. You write up a whole bunch of different affirmations and you put them all around your house. And every morning, like, you go around your house every day, you read them as you come across them. If you have a particular set goal in mind that you want to accomplish, or things that you want to achieve within yourself and in your own personal progress, your own personal journey, you put that next to your mirror on a day, in your bathroom, or write it. Shit, if you got one of those, you know, them fucking dry erase markers, Write it on the mirror so you can say it to yourself every day. Look at yourself and you say, I am beautiful, I am strong, I am confident, I am the director of a Fortune 500 company, I have the car of my dreams, I got the man of my dreams, I got the woman of my dreams. Like, you have to feed yourself the things that you want, and so that you believe that it is so. You know, because when you believe, like I said, seeing is believing. So if you write the shit down, you can't help but see it. And if you see it, you can't help but start to believe it, because you're saying it to yourself every day. You know, and then once you, that's, you got half of it done right there. Like, you got half of it done right there. And then all you have to do is let it come to you and get the hell out the way when it's time to get there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but that is exactly that. It's having the support system that is necessary to have, because we all have our weak days. And we all have the days to where we need to get boosted up, you know, to get that gas poured in our gas tank so we can hit the road. We need that every once in a while. But then we also need to believe in ourselves. We need that Kickstarter every day to remind ourselves, I might not have it right now, I might not be there right now, but guess what? A bitch is on the rise. A bitch is on the way. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to get it. I have it, and it's there, and it feels good. It feels great. It feels amazing. And I thank you, God, for giving me that. I thank the universe for being this beautiful Garden of Eden to provide every possible thing that I need to create my journey, create my goals, and reach the destination of my journey. You know what I'm saying? You have to feed yourself that every day. You have to think that way every day, all throughout the day, no matter who does whatever the fuck to you. Because at the end of the day, that's what I don't give a fuck means. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what you're talking about, because guess what? I am the creator of dreams. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. You say, oh, my GPA is bad. Bitch, guess what? I'm still going to get my degree. Like, I'm still going to get my degree. You know what I'm saying? And I'm still going to get that job, even if I got a 2.5. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to feed yourself. You got to believe in yourself first. And all you need is the faith the size of a mustard seed. Them bitches is the smallest things I have ever seen in my life.
As fuck.
Small as fuck. If that's all the amount of faith that you need, you just got to believe in yourself a little bit. Yeah, imagine...
Just a little bit.
Imagine if you believed in yourself a lot of bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, not saying I'm better than anybody else or nothing like that, because that's cockiness. Right. But if I say I am good enough, I'm worthy, I can do this. Yeah, that's confidence.
Knowing what you deserve, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Again, there's nothing wrong with knowing what you bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yes. Like, you can do it. You just have to change the way that you think. Change the story that you allow yourself to believe. Because once you do that, the world is your oyster. The universe is yours for the taking, you know, but you have to believe in yourself first, and then surround yourself with positive things, just like Michelle said in Survivor. If I surround myself with positive things, I gain prosperity. Goddamn.
I'm a survivor.
Ain't that it? Like, you have to set yourself up. You have That's to set real. Yourself up for success.
Got to.
You do.
There is no other way.
But that's all I had. That's all the questions. Yes. Anybody got some final thoughts?
Just another good vent. I loved it. It was a great vent session.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel invigorated, inspired.
I do.
Just that much more focused. Like, I was already focused, but this vent session has me focused down. So I'm going to be this week just knocking everything out the ballpark.
Right.
Everything. I'm moving forward. Full power. Full everything in the direction of my purpose. Like, that's just what I'm doing.
I want to just plant the seed in everybody's mind. You are a bad bitch. And men can be bad bitches too. If you don't want to be a bad bitch, say, I am a bad bridge. I'm a bad bridge. A bridge is a bro bitch. That's what a bridge is.
You a bro and a bro.
So, yes, just remember, shit, I am a bad bitch. I'm a bad bridge. I am. I'm out here and I'm going to own the day. I'm going to own my dreams, and I'm going to make my dreams a reality, because you can. Because you're dope enough to make it happen, because God put you here for that very reason. If it came into your mind, If the thought came into your mind that you are going to be whatever it is that you want to be, you're going to do it, and you can, you know, and I want to rub that off on you. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I want to give that to you. I want to plant that seed to you. So take that and water it daily.
Ain't that it?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that it?
That is
it. Come through.
Yes. Come through. Yes. So that is going to wrap up our vent session for this week. Thank y'all for having this conversation with me. It's been on my spirit for a while. I just had to figure out how I wanted to approach it. So... I think it came out really well.
It was perfect.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So now we are going to transition into our question and answer segment. Do we have a question this week?
We don't have any questions this week, but that's okay because y'all still got time every week.
Yes.
Any random questions about relationships, your job, just life, the world, whatever, just feel free to email us at walkingbrokepodcast@gmail.com or slide in our DMs.
Yes.
And hit us up on social media. Walkingbrokepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Or just Walking Broke Podcast. You'll find us.
Yeah, you'll find us. We out here.
We are here.
So let's move right on to our final segment, which is a word from our ancestors. Michael, what juice you got for us today?
So today I have the incredible, the illustrious, the outstanding Michelle Obama.
Ooh, yes.
So
I see.
Michelle says, I have learned that as long as I hold fast to my beliefs and values and follow my own moral compass, the only expectations I need to live up to are my own.
Ain't that it?
I just feel like that clearly, like the connection, the alignment, it's just so on point with what we've been talking about, like on today's episode. Like, we have to be responsible. Yes, we have support, but ultimately it's up to us to think things through and to establish the path that we want to go on for our success.
Yes.
It's up to us to be the architects of our roadmaps to get on a path to success that is going to allow us to live our wildest dreams. And that's going to allow us to touch our friends and our community and help uplift and bring them into the conversation too, so they can believe in themselves as they move forward as well.
Yes.
Well, just touched me on so many levels because I feel like places the onus on us to believe in ourselves
and to
appreciate the talents and abilities that we have and to never let anybody belittle us or talk down to us or make it seem like we can't achieve something just because they didn't do it. Mm. Well, the situation could be that they didn't believe in themselves enough. Mm. So now they're voting in self-doubt and projecting that out onto others. And that's not the type of energy that we need in our lives.
Yes.
But at the same time, we have to reach back and help those people too, because a lot of those people exist within our very communities, our circles, our families, and our friends.
Yes.
So it's important that we always believe in and support our own thoughts and ideas and connect that and partner that with other people who believe in and support themselves as well, because positivity and iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
Ooh. Right.
That was like the icing on the cake. Oh, so good. So good. And now you have been served.
You have been served.
Yes, but that is going to wrap up our show for this week. Thank you guys for listening. As always, we love you guys so much, and we hope that you got something out of today's episode.
Yeah.
Tune in next week and see what we got for y'all. All right.
Stay tuned.
Bye.
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 Hey guys, thanks for listening to this week's episode of Woke and Broke. If you like what you've heard so far, do us a favor and share this week's episode with your friends. Then subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes and SoundCloud so we know it's real. If you want to learn more about us and the show, find us on Instagram and Facebook at Woke and Broke Podcast and on Twitter at Woke and Broke Pod. Talk to you next week.